Well, hello, beautiful humans. Thank you for tuning in to Band of Mothers podcast. This is Tracy, and welcome to another Love Bomb, our shorter, sweeter summer series that we are rolling out as we actively plan for a fresh, new Band of Mothers podcast starting in late September. Let me tell you a little bit about what we are planning for you guys. Actually, what we are planning with you guys. We are switching up our format and we are adding in more comedy, more variety, more music, more games, and most importantly, more stories from you. We are going to be focusing on themes over a series of weeks and really drilling down into a theme and exploring it from 10,000 different perspectives. And we're using your stories to help explore that theme. So we will be actively asking for people who have different stories to tell. And we're going to be posting those on our social media, mostly on Instagram at Band of Mothers Official. So if you haven't followed us already, I strongly recommend you follow at Band of Mothers Official. And even more importantly, turn on that you want notifications from us because it's hard to get our posts out to everyone that follows us. Most people don't see our posts for whatever reason. So turning on and saying that you want to be notified when we have a new post really helps. But we're going to be asking for your stories, for your tales. And if you go to our social media right now, you're going to see what we're looking for. But we're looking for amazing, heroic tales of motherhood. Some awesome story if you or if you know a friend who, you know, lifted a car off a baby or pulled a kid out of a lion's mouth or, gosh, any number of heroic, amazing tales, escaped a terrible situation. I mean, could be anything. We would love for you to go to our website, bandofmothers.com/share-your-stories and leave a voice message and share your story. You might be featured on our upcoming podcast. We're also looking for, as usual, tales of the most effed up things your kids have done, really crazy, insane things that your kids have done. We're also wanting to hear stories about your kids' imaginary friends. If you have a kiddo who has an imaginary friend and it's so real and so clear, and it feels sometimes like another child in your house, we would love to hear about that. We also want to hear about amazing birth stories. Did you have your baby in an elevator? Did you not know you were pregnant? Did you give birth in a cabin in the woods? We want to hear those crazy stories. And those are all going to be shared, or some of them will be shared in an upcoming Band of Mothers podcast episode. So we're really excited. So please do go and follow us on social at Band of Mothers Official on Instagram, Band of Mothers _ on Twitter. And we're still at The Pump and Dump on Facebook, although that handle might be changing in the future. So yes, we're super excited. Thanks for sticking with us. Also, and this brings us into this week's Love Bomb. If you have been following us, you know, or listening to us, you know that we were so excited to have a limited run of fall shows with our LA and Chicago casts starting in September, going through November. We announced it. We were excited. Shay and I felt so good to be kind of back at work producing the Pump and Dump show. And I don't know what, 3 days later, we decided to cancel. We looked at the climate out there. We considered the safety of our casts, the safety of audience members, and just generally the feeling that moms have right now, which is a lot of nerves, a lot of unknowns, and we just didn't feel like it was a good time to tell y'all to throw caution to the wind and come out and have a wild mom's night out with us. So our shows have been canceled yet again, which means we will have not produced any live shows almost for 2 years. Our last show was like March 5th, 2020. And we are not going to do any live Pump and Dump shows all through 2021. So praying that we get back to normal in 2022. But in the meantime, we are just going to focus on what we can slightly control, which is bringing you the best podcast we can in a way that's entertaining and informing and loving and engaging and hopefully allows you to challenge how you view the world and lift you up. It's a band of mothers. That's all we want. So yeah, last week was really disappointing. Last week was really hard. Lots of hard conversations between Shay and myself. And, you know, there's a lot of anger and sadness, certainly around our business, which just can't seem to get back on its feet the way we want it. And there's a lot of anger in the world, as I don't have to remind you. There's so much division right now, so much hate, so much anger, so much finger pointing, so much stress and fear. We're all feeling it in a million different ways. And, you know, it's really been hurting my heart. It's hard to see division, especially among people that you love. It's hard to feel frightened of fellow humans in a grocery store or on an airplane. It's hard to give up the life that we had in 2019 and wonder if it's ever going to come back. It doesn't look like it's going to, you know, it doesn't look like the world as we knew it is going to come back the way that we knew it. Part of me understands that that could be a good thing. Part of me is really sad. But one thing we seem to be losing is our ability to communicate with each other with kindness and our ability to love each other despite our differences. And add on top of that, it's becoming increasingly difficult for adults, especially moms, to alchemize all of this stress and fear and change that just seems to be happening all day, every day. All the issues with the world, and we're talking weather and war and pandemic and all the things. Moms carry that. We carry that on our shoulders big time, and we carry it for a lot of other people too, and it's not easy. So, acknowledging that, I thought, I was actually been inspired because it's kind of going around social media lately. People are sort of sharing their, gosh, you can call them rituals or routines of things, things that people are doing to sort of reset them, to get them out of that space of fear and anger and stress and into a much calmer state where you feel like maybe you can tackle the world. So I thought that I would share some of the things that have been helping me. And if you've been following us, you know that I was in a really bad car accident at the beginning of the summer that shook my family to the core. We're still reeling from the aftermath of that. And overall, 2021 has been a real crap year for me. Everything in my personal and professional life was turned upside down and then turned upside down again. My husband's switching careers. Everything has been changing at the Pump and Dump show. There's just so much. So much has happened. And we honestly didn't have a really great summer. That's just the truth. Sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not. This wasn't our best work. And I've worked really hard to just accept that and find joy in the good parts of our summer. And also detach from that sadness and anger, because I realized somewhere in the middle of this year, I realized that it doesn't serve me. Focusing on it and being angry at how things are in the moment. Like, of course, we all have those feelings, and of course, we want things to change, and we do things in our daily lives to affect change. But holding that anger and that fear and that stress, I just realized after getting my butt kicked so many times, it doesn't serve me. It doesn't help anything, and it doesn't help change anything. So here's some things that I do when I'm feeling overwhelmed, angry, sad, mad, all the things. Here's some rituals or routines that I do. And I would love to hear from you what you do to get out of a funk. Leave them on the post when we announce this episode. Just leave it in the comments and share it or DM us. We'd love to hear. So here's mine. First and foremost, of course, if you've heard me say anything out of my mouth in the last 2 years, take a bath. Take a bath. I don't know. From where I sit, a bath can cure just about anything. It's cheap, it's easy, and if you can just allow yourself the time to get into the water, soak in quiet, turn off your mind, or read a book, or listen to a podcast, and just relax in that warm water, I just feel like a lot of ills are healed. So that is my number one recommendation. And look, don't get overwhelmed by social media baths. Don't overthink it. You don't have to have all the things. You need warm water. I would recommend some Epsom salts. You need a big glass of water for yourself to chug while you're in there. And you need peace and quiet and nobody to come in and bother you. And if you can get those things taken care of, you are golden. If you want to add on to that, beautiful. The next thing that I do that really helps me is to make myself a nourishing meal. Now, I definitely have fallen into stress eating over the last couple years, haven't we all? And there's for sure a difference between eating your feelings and stress eating and nourishing yourself with something delicious and hearty and filling that grounds you and fills you up. So I'm talking about the latter. If you wake up and you're exhausted and you're on day 5 of just chaos and insanity, if you can make yourself breakfast, like a true breakfast, something truly delicious, whether it's bacon and eggs or waffles or a huge bowl of fresh berries and granola or a sandwich or soup, whatever feels good to you in the morning, and you can take the time to make it, not throw it together, but really treat yourself to a delicious, nourishing meal. Sit down in an actual chair, get a fork and a knife and a napkin and eat it intentionally. Even if you have to eat it faster than you wish, a nourishing meal for me always seems to reset me and at least give me the sort of internal feeling like I've got the energy to keep going. Next thing I do often is just go outside and raise your face to the sun. Obviously, keep your eyes closed. If you can not wear sunglasses, that's even better. So those sun rays can help the mitochondria underneath your eyelids, and just put some warm, delicious sun on your face for just a few minutes and breathe in and just raise your face to the sky. Something about it just feels magical when your eyes are closed, but you can feel the sun on them. And honestly, 1 minute is, you know, your neck starts to get tired. It doesn't take a long time, but a couple deep breaths and looking at the sun, raising your face to the sun, just seems to fix so many things. I spoke about this on another podcast. I do it often. If I've had a really stressful commute, I drive to Shayna's all the time to go to the office to record our podcast. And sometimes it's an hour in the car to get to her house. And, you know, I am type A. I worked for years to get over my road rage, and sometimes traffic gets to you. So often, even just before I go into to see her, I'll just get out of the car and raise my face to the sun and take a deep breath and just sort of recenter. And while you're out there, try lying in the grass. It feels so amazing. Once you get over the fact that you feel like a crazy person, you realize that that's what grass is for. We have all this grass and we never lay in it, and it's delicious. It feels so good to lay there and ground your body to the earth, face to the sky. And again, 2 minutes is all you need. Something about it just recalibrates and you feel like you're not caught in that static web of chaos. Another thing I did was I changed the music in our house. Now that everyone is now that everyone is home. My husband likes to listen to music during the day. I prefer to work in silence because the noise in my head is loud enough. But my husband likes music. So as a happy medium, I realized that even though we love ourselves some pop music and all different forms of music, frankly, sometimes that stuff gets grating if it's all day, every day. And so I changed my playlists to more tonal frequencies. If you look up solfeggio frequencies, it's like there's music that's actually created with Hertz frequencies that goes into the recesses of your brain and can recalibrate your feelings. And certain frequencies affect certain things, like certain frequencies affect love and your heart space, and others affect stress, and others affect mood. And so even if it's classical music or Kundalini mantra music or new age music, or just instrumental, anything I would say that's not pop or country or rock, I love all of those genres, but during the day when you're busy and stressed, sometimes you don't realize it, but that frenetic beat, the words, the yearning from the lyrics, all of that, it sinks into you and it affects your mood. And if you can just swipe that away during the crazy times of the day and focus on something that actually enhances you, I mean, why not? It seems like an easy thing to do. And man, if something seeps into my subconscious and helps recalibrate my stressed out brain, I am here for it. Another thing that I've learned is understanding when I need to do less and when I should do more. What I've realized is that I'm an introvert extrovert. And so I actually prefer to do less than more. If I go to too many parties, see too many people, have too many appointments, too many meetings, I get burned out really fast. So for me, silence, just staying at home, being by myself is super important for me to recharge and face the world. But there's also times when you're in a funk and things seem dark and you don't know what you want to do and you feel stuck, that actually doing something feels really great. For example, yesterday, all of us were just a little down and didn't really know what to do. We didn't have any plans. We were tired. Should we go do something? We ended up just picking a restaurant we'd never been before and went out to lunch and then came home. And just going out to a simple lunch, me, my husband, and my daughter changed the way we spent the rest of the day. And it is exactly what we needed. We didn't need to be home alone, like not around people. We needed to go out and we did it and it was delicious. And last, one thing that I've really been working on is, and this gets a little, I don't know, let's just call it woo. It's a little esoteric, but understanding suffering and understanding sadness and not being afraid of it. Once I started to face my fears and understand that suffering is a part of life and it's going to be all around me forever, and I allowed myself to not be scared of it creeping up in my life, all of a sudden it didn't feel like such a big deal. It felt like something that I could handle. And inside that is understanding that suffering, stress, sadness, all the negative feelings, they are all just moments. And if you can look at life from moment to moment, instead of looking so far into the future or planning for a scenario that hasn't happened yet, just saying, I am here now. I am right here. What am I doing right now? What do I need to do right now? How do I want to feel right now? And take this moment. The next moment will present itself and then you can handle that one. And then you can handle the one after that. And it's almost just that phrase of putting one foot in front of the other. Just simply allowing yourself to be present exactly where you are and forgetting the past and the future has been so helpful for me to detach from those big, big, major feelings and allowing myself just to focus on what needs to get done right now, whether that's taking care of my kiddo or running a bunch of errands or doing a ton of work or making a hard decision or having a hard phone call or trying to understand the news. It's all just moment to moment. And it's been super helpful for me. I've been listening to a lot of Ram Dass, R-A-M-D-A-S. He's like a guru. I don't really understand. He's like a spiritual person. He's American. He recently passed away, but he has a million. There's like so many recordings of his teachings on YouTube, like his full teachings, like back in the days when people used to just give lectures and people would gather and just listen to someone talk and learn a new perspective. And so all of his, I don't know if all of them, but so many of his teachings are on YouTube. And I just listen to them, even if I just need to go to sleep. I just put it in my earphones and go to sleep with his lectures. His voice is really calming. He's very humble. And he talks a lot about, you know, he's the one that invented Be Here Now. And he's been super helpful for me to detach from those big feelings, understand that I am not my feelings. I am more than that. And that they don't define me, and that I can get through any now moment if I just take them one bit at a time. So I hope this helps you. I would so love to hear some of the tips that you guys have. And look, if all of this fails, just get back in the bath, make yourself a meal, and then get back in the bath and just eat the meal in the bath. Just joking. I hope this helps. I love you. Thank you guys again for standing with us, for standing by us. Please share with your friends. If you know anyone who has a story for what we're looking for this new podcast, follow us on social, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care.